At North Point Executive Suites, we provide office and virtual solutions to fit every business need. And technology-enhanced turnkey offices, you'll enjoy all-inclusive rates without hidden add-on charges. Meeting and conference room space is also available. Our service is second to none. Visit our privately owned locations in Alpharetta or Duluth and see for yourself. Call us at 678-242-5200 or visit northpointexecutivesuites.com. At North Point Executive Suites, we position you for success.
Tom, we need more HP toner.
I'll get right on it, Maria. Now, I could go to the big box office supply company where I'm just a number, but I love dealing with Ferritech, the company that supplies our HP toner, printers, and service. They know how to treat their customers. They're an authorized HP vendor. They locally manufacture their own toner cartridges, and it's recycled.
Tom!
Uh-oh, what now?
Ferritech, a customer-obsessed HP retailer. Visit Ferritech.com.
Broadcasting live from the Roswell Infinity Studio at North Point Executive Suites, it's time for North Fulton Business Radio. North Fulton Business Radio is presented by Ferritech. Ferritech, great people, remarkable service.
And hello again, everybody, and welcome to North Fulton Business Radio, live from the Roswell Infinity Studio here at North Point Executive Suites. I'm Mike Salmond, alongside John Ray. And what is our farewell show?
It is a farewell show.
Here at North Point Executive Suites. We will be moving into our new digs. Big news to come soon.
Big
where
news.
That's going to be.
Yep.
Still in North Fulton, of course. Still
yes.
in the Alpharetta area.
Right.
But we'll be announcing that. And as we talked about before the show, like on the Jeffersons, it was moving on up.
Moving on up. That's right. Trey tweeted that out.
We should have had the song queued up and ready to go here on the show. We could have played it a little bit.
Yeah, but we're on the north side, not the east side, right? North side of Atlanta.
Right.
Remember the words?
Well, apparently not as well as you do, but...
I remember the words. I'm of that vintage, Mike. See, you're a young man. I remember that show.
Do you want to sing the song?
No.
Okay.
Our listeners don't want me to sing it either.
Well, I didn't want to say that, but thank you for pointing that out. We do want to let the folks here at North Point Executive Suites know what a great job, what a pleasure it's been. For the past year.
No question.
They are world-class, just first rate. And I want to let you know that North Point Executive Suites provides office and virtual solutions to fit every business need with flexible terms and technology-enhanced turnkey offices. You'll enjoy all-inclusive rentals without hidden add-on charges. Meeting and conference room space is also available. Their service is second to none, and we can vouch for that.
Yep.
Visit their privately owned locations in Alpharetta or in Duluth and see for yourself. Visit northpointexecutivesuites.com at North Point Executive Suites. They position you for success. And even though we are leaving, it has nothing to do with North Point. They have been wonderful hosts. We just had an opportunity that we could not pass up.
Well, and they're the kind of business we like, Mike. I mean, they're family owned and they treat you like family. And they really, Jessica and her father, Rick, they are terrific people.
Best
and
of the
we,
best.
We've really enjoyed being with them. So we will miss them.
All right. Let's see if we have any other good people around. Oh, here's three in the studio right now.
Imagine that.
Yes. Well, Trey's here too, but we're not counting him. Mike Healy with AAA, the Auto Club Group, is with us. Peter Yunt with Health Markets and HR Value Partners. And Jeff Banta, reading glasses just in case, make sure I get it right, I-Corps of Alpharetta, also in the house. We'll start with Mike Healy, though, with AAA, the Auto Club Group. Mike, welcome to the program.
Well, thank you, Mike. Thanks for having me.
I think a lot of folks are familiar with AAA, but tell us about AAA, the Auto Club Group, specifically.
Well, AAA, the Auto Club Group, we've been around since 1902, started in Chicago, Illinois. We're a federation of motor clubs throughout the United States and Canada. We have 50, 60 million members in North America.
That's all? You need to pick it up a little bit.
At one time, we were the only, we were second to the Catholic Church in member organizations in North America. So what we try to do is provide, make our members' lives easier, safer, more enjoyable by providing ability to travel by vehicle, by train, boat, flights, airplanes, obviously.
Right. I don't think people realize the width of services that your organization provides.
Yes, we've actually expanded into banking at this point. We have a bank. And so we can help you with your banking needs, financial needs, as long as with your travel and insurance needs. We've also recently here in Metro Atlanta opened up some car care facilities. And so we can help keep your vehicle in good shape and running order. So we're trying to make our product valuable to everybody in Metro Atlanta.
So, Mike, since you mentioned car care, talk about your locations, where they are, and the kind of work that you do on automobiles.
Well, what we do is we repair any vehicle, 1996 or later, and we have six shops here in Atlanta. We have in Roswell, Mansell Road, in Marietta, off Sandy Plains, off Johnson Ferry, in the Toco Hills area, off North Druid Hills, and off La Vista. And Chastain, which is right off Roswell Road in Atlanta, in North Buckhead, or the northern part of Buckhead, I should say. And I'm forgetting somebody.
I was wondering when you started doing the list, like, he's digging himself a hole. He better remember all six.
I am trying to get all six in here.
Yeah.
We have a seventh office in Metro Atlanta down in Morrow off of Mount Zion. Currently doesn't have a car care facility. And
I see in the show notes where one of your areas of emphasis is traffic safety. So you've got several initiatives around that. So talk about some of what you're doing there.
Absolutely. We've been committed to safety for quite a long time. Most people don't recognize the safety program that we established back in 1920 is wholly owned by AAA. When you look at those badges on those electric lime sashes, they're in belts. That has a AAA logo on it, and most people don't understand that AAA is the whole provider for the safety patrol program. Also, we're involved with helping teens with our Promise program. During the prom season, we go into schools, we bring in driving simulators and show what the effects of impaired or distracted driving are, and encourage. And we have a board and a Promise program where both the parents and the teens will promise not to be distracted or impaired when driving, not only during the prom season, but in all their driving, and get them to agree to do that. We also have programs in regard to helping. We have a driving program, a driving improvement program for seniors and for, how should I say it, regular age drivers.
Non-seniors.
So we're very committed to safety. We have a program called Tow2Go. So during celebratory weekends, we have a program where our tow trucks will come and get you and your vehicle and get you home safely. Sometimes we kid that we will not drive you to the next bar. We will bring you home. And we've probably taken about 23,000 impaired and drivers off the road in that program.
Now, I have to say, Mike, you don't have to be impaired to get some good roadside assistance from AAA.
No,
right?
That's true.
So I've been stone cold sober and gotten some great help from AAA. I mean, I'm a AAA member. And one of the things I have to say is the service from that particular part of what you do is terrific. I mean, I've had to take advantage of it. It's not something you want to take advantage of, but when you do, it's awfully reliable. So you must do some vetting, though, with the providers who provide those roadside services, correct?
I mean, that's true. Here in Metro Atlanta, we have a series of programs. We have our own fleet. We have two fleets here in Metro Atlanta, and we have a contract program. And there is quite a lot of vetting that goes through the process of allowing them to become contractors. And we actually have a tiered program where they can become what we call a primary service provider. And many of those will have the AAA logo on those vehicles. So there's a lot of vetting that goes through it. You're right, most people join AAA for the Emergency Bureau Service, but we're a lot more than that. We have, like I said before, we can help you with drive trip. We can help you with your next vacation, with a tour, a cruise. We can help you with your insurance needs for your auto and your home and for your life. What we try to do with the car care, we AAA members actually get a discount, surprisingly, maybe not, in regard to the car care process. And we also have warranties that would actually double for the general public for AAA members at our car care facilities.
We're talking with Mike Healy with AAA, the Auto Club Group here on North Fulton Business Radio. And John talked about using your services. And I remember as a kid, my parents had AAA, and I've had AAA over the years as well. So I remember, again, the roadside assistance. And I didn't realize until not that long ago, there were so many other programs, and you're talking about all the other programs. Something that perked my ears a little bit was you mentioned the travel, because I'll be traveling in a few weeks. And you asked before the show, I'm going on a cruise. And you said, did you book that through AAA? And I'm thinking, well, no, but I'm going to start looking at that now that I know that service is available. So talk to our audience about some of the things that you help with travel.
Well, what we can do is we can help you with that cruise. We can help you with that tour. We can help you with flights.
Now, let me back up a little bit. I'm sorry to interrupt you, Mike. Sure. Membership is because I'm thinking you get towed once or twice. Membership pays itself off. It's not expensive at all.
No, it's not. I mean, it starts at $66 a year and right. We can go from there. So,
okay.
And we also have a program called AAA Dollars where you can pay for your membership essentially using, living your life and using the discounts that are available.
Okay.
But going back to your original question in regard to travel, and we can, to your point, many times when somebody says, I've been on a cruise, and I say, did you book it with AAA? And they say, no. Well, how do you know you got the best rate when you booked it? You don't if you didn't check with us first. We also have AAA member benefits with a lot of our providers. So there's some benefits for members that you might not even be aware of. So some trends right now when you're looking at in the cruise, a lot of people are looking at Cuba right now. There is a very specific program you would have to go through. There's 12 ways you're allowed to visit Cuba. You need to have a visa. And of course, your passport needs to be up to date. But right now, a lot of people are traveling to Cuba, and we can certainly help you with that process because many of our partners are traveling to Cuba at this point.
Do you go for all these travel benefits? Do you have to go through the AAA website to get them? Or when you go to these websites to book do they typically ask you, are you a AAA member? Which way do you kind of book these things?
Well, we try to make it convenient. You can call, click, or visit. So you can visit our offices because we have professional travel agents at every office. So they can guide you through the entire process and you can call them. We have a website where you can contact them. If you have, just drop them a note, get their email and come and visit. And whatever convenient to you, we can make it happen.
So presumably though, going to the website or going through AAA, you're getting the AAA discount at that point. If you go somewhere else to a hotel website, you may or may not get it, I guess.
That's correct.
Right. So insurance, you mentioned insurance. Let's talk about the different products that you provide on the insurance front.
Well, we're what's called an independent agent. Mm-hmm. So many agencies are called captive. We are an independent agent. So we not only represent our own product, AAA Member Select, but we represent companies such as Progressive and Travelers and companies like that. So we can quote up to 6 different auto products. So you can find out, can you pat yourself on the back for doing a good job for yourself with the rates and coverage you have, or is there an opportunity for better coverage and better rates right now? Either way, we can review your insurance standing right now, and it's free. There's no cost to it. Again, you can find out, give you a peace of mind that I've done well for myself, or I got a better chance for better coverage or better price right now.
And finally, I want to ask you about the mobile app, because everything, of course, is going mobile these days, and a lot of folks listen to Business Radio X on their iPhones, but what's available on the mobile app if you're able to download that?
The AAA mobile app is fabulous. You can get everything you get on the computer is going to be on your phone. If you need to, you can do the routing from point A to point B. We have part of that app is you can look at the gas prices of the gas stations that are in your local area. Say you're on the road. And you get up in the morning, I need to put gas in my car before I hit the road. Where should I get the gas? I can take my mobile app out, get my mobile triptych out, and find out what the gas prices are and where that gas station is located before I get on the road. It'll also help you with restaurants, hotels, everything else. We also have a little what we call AAA Drive, where you can actually, it'll grade how you drove. And you can keep track of.
Not sure I want that.
Yeah, I don't want that at all. Yeah, now you were good. You were doing so well there, Mike, until you mentioned that.
Well, if you have teenagers, you might want to have that.
There you go.
Okay, he kind of talked me into it on that one, Mike.
And a lot of all of this that we talked about is basic membership privileges and services for the $65 or so you mentioned per year.
It starts at $66 a year.
$66 goes on up from there. So one toe, I mean, it's paid itself off.
Yes, sir.
It's amazing. Well, for those that would like to look into membership that are not part of the membership, maybe they're too busy because they're part of the Catholic Church membership and they need to also join AAA.
Right. You can go to the website, AAA.com. The office is most local here. We can call our office in Marietta. It's 770-565-5700. We'll be happy to help you.
Great. Mike Healy with AAA, the Auto Club Group here on North Fulton Business Radio. Thanks for stopping by.
Certainly. It's my pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Now, Mike, speaking of another well-established company, Faratech has been in business for 25 years by manufacturing top-of-the-line toner supplies and offering outstanding customer service. Fairtech offers a 100% guarantee on all Fairtech products, so you know they stand behind their quality. For more information, visit Fairtech.com. That's Fairtech.com. Fairtech, great people, remarkable service.
I'm going to join you for that last little catchphrase there at the end every time.
Maybe we can sing that.
No, we won't do that either.
Oh, okay.
Let's see if Peter can help us out here. Peter Yunt with Health Markets and HR Value Partners now joining us here in the studio. So we'll talk a little bit more about insurance. And Peter, welcome to the program.
Thanks for having me.
Absolutely.
And no singing, guys.
No singing, I know you're a sought-after speaker, so I'm expecting a lot of good things out of you right now, okay?
I'll do my best. No pressure.
Yeah. Health Markets, HR, and HR Value Partners, talk about the products and services that you provide.
Well, I essentially wear two hats. Health Markets is...
You only walked in with one hat today. Cowboy hat over there I saw.
Yeah.
Giddy up.
It's the adventurer, you know? It's like the Indiana Jones thing, you know, leading you into the unknown. I wear those two hats, even though you only saw one, because it's two sides of the same coin, right? We work with businesses and individuals, but primarily with small businesses, helping them with their HR. Right, we do total HR outsourced consulting. We can be your HR department, as it were, or we can just do small projects for you. And likewise, we provide group and individual insurance, health, life, long term care, disability, all those kinds of things. And so, what we found was that many of the companies, because we really focus on small companies, so many of the companies that we work with, they don't have an HR department, they don't have anybody that deals with insurance, they're really kind of at sea as to where to go with all these things. And so we're really able to help them out a great deal.
So Peter, I get it that health insurance is, I guess, the primary benefit that people think of when it comes to providing benefits to their employees, correct? So that's, I take it, the synergy between the two as far as you're concerned in terms of offering both.
Right. That's a big connector. But really what you need to look at is a benefits strategy, right? As a business owner, everything you do has to have a bottom line perspective on it. It's got to have a bottom line strategy, right? You're not going to market someplace that you know all the money's just going out the door and there's no return to you from, right? You're not going to do anything that doesn't have a return. And so benefits have to have a similar kind of reflection, right? Why are you offering benefits? Well, you're offering benefits because you want to attract and keep the right people, right? You're offering benefits because it's adding something. It's making you the company that folks want to work for. And so we can look at that holistically. We can look at what your company is doing and craft a benefit strategy that is in line with what you're doing as an organization.
Now we've got a lot that's going on in the world of insurance right now with health insurance, on again, off again, repeal, no, not repeal. What do you expect?
Well, I dropped my crystal ball on the way in, so I I can't tell you exactly what's going to happen.
Because you're wearing way too many hats. That's the problem.
That's it. That fell off my head. Seriously, no matter what they do this year, I don't see much, if anything, changing of any substance for 2018. 2019, who knows, right? But we're so late in the season now, we really don't know. There's just no time for the insurance companies to pivot and make changes for 2018 because there's so much that's involved in creating the plan designs and getting them approved. Folks don't realize, but insurance plans have to be approved by every state, right? There's just no time for that anymore. So looking ahead to 2018, things are going to be very much the same. I anticipate there's going to be some changes down the road, both on the individual and the group market, because healthcare reform affected the group market as well. What that's going to look like, you know, we don't know. There's theoretically they're talking about potentially some votes coming within, you know, the next week. I'll believe that when I see it, but there's certainly a lot of talk going on.
Yeah, and you got to keep your finger on the pulse with everything that's changing in the healthcare industry.
You try to, absolutely.
Yeah. We're talking with Peter Yunt with Health Markets and HR Value Partners. You might want to sit down for this question. Oh, wait, you already are sitting down. A lot of companies out there, Peter, that provide HR services and insurance. What makes you guys different from your competitors?
Well, as I was saying earlier, we're really focused for small businesses, right? We are a small business. We work with small businesses. A lot of organizations that say that they're involved in HR really are focused primarily toward payroll. Now, that's not a bad thing. I'm not throwing rocks at them for saying that, because there's paperwork and there's issues that are related. That's really the focus of what they're doing. There are a lot of insurance companies out there that are, or agencies out there that deal with group benefits, but they're looking at companies that are 200, 300, 400 employees. They really don't want to be bothered with companies that are 50 employees or less.
How small can you go?
Two.
Okay.
Right. You know, you need to have two people to have a group, you know, unless, well, never mind. But you have to have at least two for a group. 50 and under, you're not even required as an organization to provide group insurance. But many companies want to do that as part of that benefit strategy that we're talking about. So we look at that. We look at small business as the folks that we want to work with. And we come with a lot of tools to bear on that.
Do you do payroll services if somebody wants that, or you outsource that?
We partner with payroll companies for that reason.
You stay in your lane. You're good. Here's what we do, and we're good at this, and you stay in your lane.
That's exactly right. You know, for the HR work that we do, we work with companies often and do small projects, right? We'll come in and we'll evaluate your employee handbook and take a look at, you know, whether or not it's appropriate. We looked at one once, and it was written, and it said very specifically in there that it was written according to the laws of Ontario, Canada. Well, that's not going to do you a whole lot of good here in Atlanta, Georgia, right? So we look for those glaring inconsistencies, and even the little inconsistencies, because, you know, it's, I don't want to get into the detail of it, but there's many things that we do as companies, in the generic we, that, you know, we think we're doing the right thing, and we find out that we're actually in violation of one or more of the 50-odd laws dealing with employees and employment, right? And that's a big deal, right? The folks can come down on you pretty hard if you're in violation.
Now, I think you may have answered this question a little bit in what you just said, but let me play devil's advocate with you. So I'm a small business. I've got, you know, employees that have been with me for years. You know, why do I need to hire you for HR and worry about all that?
Well,
have you not been listening to what the man's been saying, John? I'm sorry.
I was busy looking at his hat. Right?
If you're not worrying about it now, you should be, right? Because you're one disgruntled employee from a call to the EEOC, right? You know, you can be doing everything in your power to do it right, and be in violation of just one of those regulations, and you have an employee that gets angry, gets upset for one reason or another, makes a phone call, and now you're sideways with the feds, and that's a bad place to be.
And a big part of that is just, as you mentioned handbook, it's having the right documentation.
Oh,
right?
Absolutely.
And that changes. It's not just a matter of, hey, I've got something that's written for the wrong jurisdiction, which is an interesting problem to have, but it's also the fact that these laws change year after year, right? Even if you've got a handbook that's written for Georgia, it may be 5 years old and out of date.
Yeah, absolutely. That's absolutely correct. And you know, the handbook is just one of a myriad of documents that have to be up to date. They have to be handled correctly, right? If they're insurance documents, you've got an even deeper layer of HIPAA regulations and as far as insurance goes, in terms of how those documents need to be stored and where and how long you need to keep them and what you need to do with them. And it's, you know, small businesses are typically run by entrepreneurs. Entrepreneurs are ideas people. They have ideas. They've got a plan. They're gonna light the world on fire with what it is that they're going to do. And they don't have time for the minutiae of paperwork and benefits and employees. And so we're telling them they don't have to. Bring us on board, and we can very affordably take that burden off of their shoulders so they can concentrate on what they're good at, staying in their lane, And it's a win-win all the way around.
All right. For those of that want to find out how they can use your services, where can they get more information?
Easiest place to go is our website, hrvaluepartners.com. Pretty simple, hrvaluepartners.com. You can certainly call me, 262-676-9633. I cornered the market on twos and sixes.
you didn't leave any for anybody else.
That's it. Or just email me, info@peteryunt.com. That's PETERJUNDT.com.
And is there a cost for initial conversation or a consultation?
No, give me a call and we can see where our next steps can be and move forward from there. In fact, we've got a couple of really nice tools where you can do an online HR assessment, 15-minute, give you some real actionable advice, no cost whatsoever. So call me and I'll get you hooked up with that.
Great stuff. Peter, thanks for joining us.
Thanks.
Peter Yunt with Health Markets and HR Value Partners here on North Fulton Business Radio.
And Mike Rosel Infinity is one of the original Infinity dealerships in the country. They aim to provide top-notch customer service and are dedicated to providing a stress-free environment, whether purchasing or servicing your vehicle. For more information, visit them at RoswellInfinity.com or follow Roswell Infinity on Facebook or on Twitter. And if you do that, you're going to see some great looking cars, by the way.
Absolutely. As we sit here in the Roswell Infinity studio here in Alpharetta, our third and final guest on the program from I-Cor of Alpharetta, and that's I-K-O-R of Alpharetta, is Jeff Banta. Jeff, welcome to the program.
Thank you, Mike and John. Appreciate being here.
All right. I-Cor of Alpharetta, for those that are not familiar with the company, what is it that you guys do?
So we are a franchise company, the only one in Georgia, and we provide what we call life care management. And what that is a holistic set of tools that allow the elderly and persons with disabilities to age in place, to stay in their homes, to stay under complete care. We coordinate all that. I like to think of us as a quarterback. So there are a myriad of vendors who provide aging services, home care, nursing homes, rehab facilities, that kind of thing. We are a one-call, all-service, if you will.
So if I live in another state, Jeff, and I have an elderly parent living here in the Atlanta area, you'd be a good company to call.
Mike, that's a perfect example. That's exactly the ideal customer. Now let me make a distinction too, because it sometimes gets a little confusing. It certainly was for me when I got into this business, but we have customers and we have clients. So a customer is the one you just stated, probably a sibling or a child out of state. Their parent is in this area, which is our territory, and they're worried about them, and none of the kids are there. And it might be a mental difficulty. They might be encountering some dementia problems. It might be physical, but they can't be here all the time. They're worried about them all the time. And so that would be an ideal client for us. So the customer is who hires us. The client is the aging elderly person or the person with disabilities. And we, again, one call, and we coordinate all that 24/7.
All right. So give me kind of an example. If I'm out of state and I'm having you help take care of my parents, you check on a daily basis, a weekly basis? What are some of the duties and things that you may do to help my parents?
It's a great question. And so number one, we'd sign an agreement. The agreement would start with one of our registered nurses who would come in. And by the way, we only hire registered nurses and they have to have 10 years experience. So these folks have a good deal of experience, and mostly with geriatric care. So they would come in, they would sit across the table from the client, and they would perform an assessment. Now, this assessment is pretty comprehensive and could take as long as 2 hours, and would even include, of course, all the drugs they're taking, all the prescription medicines, and you guys probably know as well as I do that the elderly in this day and age take a lot of prescription medicines.
Yeah, no wonder it takes 2 hours, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
just to count the medicines. So
And are your healthcare providers allowed to dispense the medicine? Because I know some.
No. Okay. No. Yeah. But we look for drug interaction.
Okay.
They might have three or four doctors, and our RN may say, with all this experience they have, they might say, this is not right. We've got this drug prescribed by this doctor and this other drug prescribed by another doctor, and they're working at cross purposes, and there's something wrong about that. So they would actually end up accompanying the patient to the doctor's office and advocate on behalf of the patient and talk to the doctor, talk to the physician about why this drug is being prescribed, or both physicians. And one may not know that the other drug is being prescribed. That happens quite often. But to continue your question, Mike, so we would perform this assessment. It would include medical issues, including some dementia tests. It would include financial issues. How's your cash flow? How are you managing your expenses? Do you pay your own bills? It would include environmental. So have you had any falls? Is your lighting good in this house? Are you able to negotiate the bathroom? Those kind of things. And finally, psychosocial. So are you getting out? Do you have a church? Do you have a social community? Are you able to get out and you know, from a psychosocial standpoint, keep things alive, if you will, and keep that quality of life up, which is our main goal.
Now, Jeff, you operate in the Alpharetta area. You're a franchise, so I guess that means you've got a geographic territory, right? So why don't you describe what that territory is?
Sure, John. We're lucky enough right now to be the only franchise in Georgia. This is a 20-year-old company, and we've got about 55 in the United States, but we're the only one in Georgia. So first of all, our territories are Roswell, Sandy Springs, Alpharetta, and Cumming, okay? But we could actually, the way the franchise agreement's written, we could actually have a client in, let's say, Griffin. And as long as there's not a franchisee in Griffin, that client would get grandfathered in. So we technically, I mean, we could market anywhere in Georgia, but Roswell, Alpharetta, Sandy Springs, Cumming keep us plenty busy.
Now, you provide these services to seniors, but something tells me that maybe like adult children with disabilities might be a client base for you. Talk about that.
Absolutely. So adult children with anything from cerebral palsy, autism, Parkinson's, those kind of things. You may not know it, but when in our society, when a disabled child reaches age 22, they're kind of on their own, unless they have a special needs trust. So transportation is a big issue with folks over 22, and we would coordinate transportation. If they have a special needs trust, we could be an agent for that trust, making sure, again, Mike, to your point, you know, their relatives are out of state. We'd make sure that all those they're called activities of daily living are being accounted for and taken care of. But that's what we would do with adult children. And it's also interesting to know that Down syndrome children are living longer and longer. There's many that are way into their 40s, which is a great thing. And they're very functional. They need transportation.
So you're really a great answer, it sounds like, for the parents of adult children that are, they're aging themselves and are worried about what's going to happen to my child that, you know, I don't have anyone to care for when I pass.
Exactly right. And that's a huge, I mean, you can imagine if you have a child that's got some sort of disability, that's exactly what you worry about. What's going to happen when I'm gone?
We're talking with Jeff Banta with iCor of Alpharetta. You mentioned it's a 20-year-old company, by the way. iCor, I assume that stands for something, I-K-O-R?
If you can figure it out, Mike, okay, then you're better than me. No, our founder, who lives in Pennsylvania, is a registered guardian and a registered nurse, and is a really fantastic and knowledgeable individual, just didn't want anything that mnemonically or descriptively described what we do for whatever reason. So
okay. Well, he succeeded then. He did a very good job.
She succeeded.
She succeeded. Okay. You talked about a lot of services that you provide. I think a lot of people can kind of figure it out because, I mean, you could be here all day just talking about all the things that you do. Are there some services that you're usually requested to do that you don't provide?
Yeah, we're only 5 months into this. So we're a startup. And
in the Alpharetta area.
In this territory, yes. Okay. Just our Alpharetta franchise. And there has been great confusion. It surprised us, but most people think we're a home care or a home health care company, and we accompany people who have just gotten out of the hospital or who need maybe 4 hours to 8 hours of care a day or maybe 24/7. That is not what we do. We'll subcontract that. Again, they only have to call once. They only have to call us, and we'll find, we've already vetted these companies, and we'll find a home care or a home health care vendor and send them to the client. And but we do not do that. We don't do the hands-on stuff. We're a coordinator.
I got it. Are you a profit or not-for-profit company?
We're a for-profit company.
Okay, I got you.
But I would like to say there are plenty of folks who call who just can't afford our service. They can't afford really any service. We will never hang up the phone without having given them an avenue to go to avail themselves of some sort of service, whether it be for seniors or disabled.
Now, Jeff, talk about your background. Why did you get in this business? I mean, why did you choose this kind of franchise to invest in?
You know, I had it. I had the dream. I had a good job. 35 years in the insurance business. I retired, and after 2 years, I got bored, and my wife and I just started looking around for something else to do that we thought might be good from a societal standpoint. We looked specifically at franchises, and so here we are. I'm back sitting at a desk.
Sitting next to some insurance folks.
Yes, yeah, sitting next to insurance.
Yeah, I'll imagine that.
Exactly what you were trying to get away from. We brought you right back into it.
Yeah, thank you, guys.
That's right. That's right. Well, let me cover one question I suspect people are thinking as they listen to you talk is that, hey, I mean, I think I've got it all covered with mom and dad. I mean, I'm managing their affairs, and as they continue to age, talk to that person that may be thinking that.
Well, they're usually thinking of, let's say there are 15 or more factors that you must worry about with an aging parent. And that's someone who's fairly functional now, but you're looking toward the future. And in most cases, it's not that they aren't dealing with the things now that they're confronting. It's that they're not really planning for all the eventualities that could happen in the future. But they could have a trust. They could have an administrator. They could have home health care, but have they thought about how to keep the parent aging in place? Is the environment within the house such that they'll be safe? Is the neighborhood safe? We look at every aspect of their life, and there are very few folks, customers, who have thought of all the things that we go for.
And the population is aging. More and more people are living longer and longer. So I'm sure there's a lot of folks out there that would love to find out more about your services. For those that would like to find out more information, where's the best place for them to go?
Well, they could go to our website. The easy one is www.icoreglobal.com. Our franchisor likes people to see their site first. And so then you see a map and you click on the Georgia point and you get to our specific company. And I'd like to just, in terms of the growth of this cohort, here's an interesting statistic. So in 2020, for the first time in modern history, there'll be more folks over age 65 than children under 5. And that's never happened before. And
oh, wow.
That cohort is really growing. You guys are much too
by
young. 2020,
I'm trying to figure out if we're going to be in that category yet.
Nah, you guys are much too young.
Yeah, flattery will get you everywhere, Jeff. But just to clarify for our listeners, it's I-K-O-R.
I-K-O-R.
Global.
Yes, thank
okay.
you.
.com.
All right, Jeff Banta with iCore of Alpharetta joining us here on the program. Jeff, thank you very much.
Thank you, guys.
All right, three great businesses. iCore of Alpharetta with Jeff Banta, Mike Healy with AAA, the Auto Club Group, and Peter Yunt with Health Markets and HR Value Partners. I learned a lot today about these companies. Use them. Find out more information. Go to their websites.
Lots of personality for three insurance guys, right?
Exactly. And Peter's got enough hats for everybody.
That's right.
That's the cool part. All right, hats for everybody. We do have gifts for everybody, so not hats, but we'll give mugs out after the show.
Absolutely.
But I want to thank again all our guests for joining us and all, of course, our listeners. And remember, you can listen to this specific show or any of our other episodes anytime you want by going to NorthFultonBusinessRadioX.com. We also encourage you to check us out on iTunes. You can subscribe there and download the program. We're also on a lot of other social media platforms, including Twitter, LinkedIn, Facebook, all over the place, Instagram, Pinterest, you name it, we're there. And I don't even know half of them because we got social media people that do all that. But check us out, North Fulton BRX, North Fulton BRX. I know that's our Twitter handle. That's our Facebook name as well. So another great job, John. Let's try to do it again next week. And At our new location. News to be announced.
That news, yep. Stay tuned, as the old saying goes, because we're going to be in great digs.
Yep. Well, for our guest and for our producer, Trey Odom, I'm Mike Salmon, and we will see you next time right here on North Fulton Business Radio.